Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada. My dear father, all this is known to you scientifically because whatever was created in the past, whatever will be created in the future, or whatever is being created at present, as well as everything within this universe, is within your grip, just like a walnut. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Brahma is the direct creator of the manifested universe and everything within the universe. He therefore knows what happened in the past, what will happen in the future, and what is happening at present. Three principal items, namely the living being, the phenomenal world, and the controller, are all in continuous action, past, present, and future. And the direct manager is supposed to know everything of such actions and reactions as one knows about a walnut within the grip of one's palm. The direct manufacturer of a particular thing is supposed to know how he learned the art of manufacturing, where he got the ingredients, how he set it up, and how the products in the manufacturing process are being turned out. Because Brahma is the firstborn living being, naturally he is supposed to know everything about creative functions. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Malitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagaranyatam Sahagana Raghunatha Tam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesa Sunyavadi Paschati Desha Tarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. I seek blessings of all the assembled devotees, Vaishnavas. I'm not qualified to speak on Srimad Bhagavatam on this topic of creation, which most of the speakers have already mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. It is inconceivable and very difficult to understand for a conditioned soul. So I will try my best with all your blessings. Maybe something useful will come out. And please, you know, be kind on me. So this is the third verse of the fifth chapter. A new chapter started 2 days ago. And in continuation with the questions from Parikshit Maharaj about the creation, Shukdev Goswami narrates the similar question and answer that happened between Lord Brahma and Sri Narada Muni. And the question goes, the first question is only, not many, so I'll say, it's not the first question, how Narada Muni presents is interesting when he says, I'll not read the whole thing, but say, please tell me that transcendental knowledge which specifically directs one to the truth of the individual soul and the super soul. And this is the term that used here is Atma Tattva. So Prabhupada translates that as transcendental knowledge, Atma Tattva. We'll come back to it. And then he puts forth some questions. 5 questions is being asked by Srila Narada Muni. My dear father, please describe factually the symptoms of this manifest world. What is its background? How is it created? How is it conserved? and under whose control is all this being done? So some doubts and some queries. And now he has conviction, he's put his conviction on his father and the spiritual master that, my dear father, today's verse, all this is known to you scientifically because whatever was created in the past, whatever will be created in the future, and whatever is being created at present, as well as everything within the universe, is within your grip, just like a walnut. And again, the word is vijnana avisitam, within your knowledge. So vijnana, how do we understand vijnana? Is self-realized knowledge. Jnana vijnana sahitam. This is, Brahma has the jnana, Lord Brahma has the jnana, also vijnana. And how did he receive this jnana? Tene Brahma Vidaya Adi Kaviye. So this is the first verse, Srimad Bhagavatam. So Lord Krishna himself spoke that knowledge to Lord Brahma. And this is again, interestingly, creation. So the Bhagavatam starts with creation, the discussion of creation. How is the first verse goes? Janmad yasya yato anvayad itaratasya chatheshu abhijna swarat. Janmad yasya. So Krishna, Prabhupada translates that Lord Krishna is the primeval cause of all causes of creation, maintenance and destruction of the manifested universe. That's interesting. And Narad Muni picks up the same question again. And I was reading through, interestingly, all pretty much, most of the prayers mention that Lord Krishna is the primeval cause of all causes. Brahma Samhita, even before we start chanting Chintamani, there are quite a few verses which describes in detail the whole process of creation. All the Purusha Avataras, Mahavishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu and Shirodakshaya Vishnu. And that goes on in the prayers all through the Bhagavatam. This is a very important aspect for us conditioned soul, it seems, to understand. And something very interesting I found in the same canto. I'm going to jump ahead a little bit. In the 7th chapter, once Lord Brahma has explained all this knowledge to Narad Muni, he says like this. This is the 2nd canto, 7th chapter, verse 53, the last verse. He says, the Lord's activities in association with his different energies should be described, appreciated and heard in accordance with the teachings of the Supreme Lord. If this is done regularly with devotion and respect, one is sure to get out of the illusory energy of the Lord. So this is so important. Lord Brahma reinstates that to Narad Muni, and he wants Narad Muni to expand on this, realize this, and then distribute this knowledge to everyone. Now, Narad Muni is the Saktavish Avatar. So he is the first canto explains that he is the manifestation of Lord's mercy. And he has been specifically empowered to distribute the love of God, the devotional service, into all living entities in whatever condition they are. And we know how great our Narad Muni is. He's been everywhere, you know, like preaching to the hunter, Dhruva Maharaj, and to Prahlad Maharaj, all through the Bhagavatam, practically in every canto, Narad Muni appears and there's special appearances, very special instructions. And also that out of the 10 topics that we have, pretty much I was trying to collate but I couldn't do in time, but pretty much all the topic, Sarga Visarga, now this is creation, the primary creation, the secondary creation. Narad Muni has taken that, you know, role here, again asking those questions, the most important question of the creation. So, and what is more interesting is the first verse he says, I would like to know this as Atma Tattva, the transcendental knowledge. So the context is being set here. When he's asking the questions about the manifestation of Rupam, the Rupa of the material creation, the background, how is it created, how is it conserved, this is not in respect to the material science that we learn today. Like, it's not that Lord Brahma or Lord Krishna and And Narad Muni could not have discussed about the biological and the chemicals, all the, I don't understand so much chemistry, but this is not about the chemistry. This is not about what we understand about the what's in the education system today. Narad Muni is setting the expectation, this is about Atma Tattva. Atma Tattva is two, and Atma is in many aspects, we understand Atma, and Atma is individual. What we understand for the purpose of self-realization is a relationship between the individual soul and the super soul. And it is very relevant for us conditioned soul to understand in that aspect, because the creation is something that we can see or experience with our own blunt senses. We can't understand the spiritual science with the current the senses. And I was just reading a little bit on Jaiva Dharma. The Jaiva Dharma, this is a question, this is a very nice book. I've just read the first chapter. But it's very, very interesting. This is presented by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And this is pretty much the whole science of a Gaudiya Vaishnava, principles. And there's a question-answer going on. It's like a novel being written. And the question-answer being going on here, where this sannyasi asking the Babaji Maharaj about the relationship between Jiva and the super soul, and how is the Jiva manifesting and all that. And he says that, okay, just, and the Babaji Maharaj explains that this is like, you can understand a sun, and within the sun there is the heat on the surface, and there is this emanated, the light particles. So Jiva is like those light particles. And then he goes on to explain this. At some stage he says that this is difficult. We have to try and understand this in context of the material creation, because that's the only, that's all we are used to. We cannot explain. I cannot explain it to you, and you can probably never understand unless you realize it yourself. And that realization becomes pretty much our own responsibility as well, whether we keep on trying, and maybe by the grace of the Lord someday we might understand. But it is quite important that we put our effort in understanding this aspect of creation. And Narad Muni, as I was saying before, is the incarnation of the Lord's mercy. And what happens between the two devotees, when the pure devotees, Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, Matchita Madgata Prana Bodhyanta Parasparam Kathayanta Shamam Nityam Tushyanti Che Ramanti Che. Now this Tushyanti Ramanti, this they derive great satisfaction in discussing the topics related to me. My devotees, their hearts dwell in me, and they always think of me, and they discuss about my pastimes. And this is the pure devotees discussing the pastimes of Lord's creation. So this there is no difference between the Lord's activities when he deals with external energy or internal energy. They're all equally important for us to understand. And this is the greatness of Srila Narad Muni, that he does that. And he's actually, there's also something in Padma Purana. There is a Srimad Bhagavatam Mahatmya, where I was just remembering Narad Muni. This is a long story, I'm going to cut it a lot. And he meets Bhakti Devi in at the bank of Yamuna finally, and she's regained her youth, but it goes like that. She was born in the south, and she traveled to the Karnataka, the different states of India, and she comes to the Yamuna to Vrindavan, and then she's regained her own youth, but her two children, Jnana and Vairagya, they are very old, and they can't be revived, so even though in the Vrindavan. So Bhakti Devi is very upset. She's sad, like, what happened? Why is this my two children, Jnana and Vairagya, not reviving? And Narad Muni is also worried. And then he goes and he takes a vow. He says, I'll take a vow that I will revive them. And he goes to the Badrika, and then he meets the four Kumaras. And it goes like that. And the four Kumaras say that you go to Haridwar, and we will read Srimad Bhagavatam, recite Srimad Bhagavatam, and I can guarantee, or we can guarantee, that this Jnana and Vairagya will come back. will revive their youth again. So this is the potency of Srimad Bhagavatam, that once it is heard and discussed by the qualified people. So Nirmatsaranam Satam. Nirmatsaranam is the non-envious. It is not meant for people who are envious. It is meant for the devotees, who also like Sushrubhi Kritibhi, who are also eager to hear and also eager to distribute this knowledge. So this is the aspect of the creation. So now, if we understand from the aspect of Lord Brahma, this is Lord Brahma's service. So he's every day, you can imagine, like we go to work and we think, I always think, oh, I have to work, why do I have to do this? I can be just sitting and chanting and reading and hearing. But this is Lord Brahma. And every day he's doing it as a service. And he doesn't stop, the whole of 100 years of Lord Brahma's lifetime, every single day, creation and again creation, and understanding the aspect of creation. But his heart is in Vrindavan. So when we hear Brahma Samhita, Chintamani Prakara, and then all the towards the end, Shriya Kanta, Kanta, all those, like he's meditating on the place where every step is a dance, every word is a song. Yeah, that's his heart, that's within. And what's outside, what's external, is his service. Similarly, Prabhupada was also in Vrindavan, in Radha Damodar, and performing his bhajan. And that's what, even if he comes to West to preach, that's the austerity that's being performed by Srila Prabhupada. But his heart is always in Vrindavan, so that's what comes out, that the service could be anything, but the heart is what really matters. And the heart is in Vrindavan. Lord is also, like with his various potencies, Parashya Shakti Vividhaiva Shruyate, with his various multifarious potencies, internal, external, he's creating this material world. But he's at the time, he's in the, always in his Goloka. Swamna Dvena Sada Nirastha Kuhakam. So he's always in his, at the same time, because this Lord who can be present at multiple times. I've heard, I don't know, maybe someone can clarify, even the Lord's devotees can be at multiple places at the same time. So, but this is Lord's mercy. That comes, brings me to the next aspect of why. So we understand how Bhagavatam, as we go through, the questions are being asked, how is it created, how is it manifested, how is it maintained? But for us, the question is why? What is the purpose behind all this? And it's quite humbling to understand the purpose is me. It's for me that Lord is continuously creating. And there's so much. If we take it in the mundane aspect, like what is happening? So Lord is expanding himself, the Balaram expanding into Mahavishnu, and then there is this Pradhan which has all the undifferentiated elements, and then he's glancing on the Pradhan, and in this, with the Jiva's Swabhava and Karma, with the Kala, and everything, it then manifests into Mahatattva and Mahatattva, then there is a lot going on there. Yeah, and this is the purpose, that the Lord has only one purpose. The purpose is the compassion for the living entities. And how does he do that? That's a whole of Bhagavad Gita, we have so many verses, one after another. Like, as also I was thinking, even in Bhagavad Gita, the middle six chapters, when we start with the seventh chapter, Lord starts with that conversation, Bhumi Rapanalo Vayu Khammano Buddhire Vachay Ahanka Ityame Bhinna Prakriti Rashtada. So all these five elements and the three subtle, five growths and three subtle elements are my separated energy. Aparaya Mitastvanyam Praktim Vidhi Me Param Jiva Bhuta Mahabhavo Yaye Dam Dharyate Jagat. So apart from these separated energy, the inferior Aparayam Itastvanyam, there is a superior energy, which is us living entities, who are engaged in exploiting Dharyate Jagat. They're all exploiting all these elements. The Lord is, out of his mercy, He's creating all these elements for us because of our desires. We had a desire to be away from the Lord. We have a desire to be the controller. But what Prabhupada says in the purport is in this material universe, in creation, there is three. The continuous action is going on between the living entities, the phenomenal world, and the controller. So there is this aspect, and the Lord and Brahma is supposed to know what's going on continuously. Why does he need to know? That the Lord Brahma is actually, so Krishna says, Sarva Yoneshu Kaunteya. Sarva Yoneshu Kaunteya. What's the next one? Murtaye Sambhavantiya. Tasam Sarva Mahadyoni. Aham Bija Pradapita. So he is the seed-giving father of living entities. So if Krishna is the seed-giving father, that kind of explains a little bit on the primary and the secondary creations. So I normally serve in the farm a little bit. So a few weeks ago we were planting, we were potting, we started the potting and the seeding. And we put some seed, and I was looking, we did like spinach, we did some beetroot and did some cabbage. And looking at all the seeds and putting some seeds in the pots. And they're all very slightly different to each other. But I was wondering, these seeds, when you plant them, what comes out? Like some different things all together. And this is the aspect, that is, the Lord is the seed-giving father of all living entities. And alas, all for us to you know, it's made possible for us to be in this world and enjoy this world that the way we want to enjoy out of his mercy. But this aspect of seed, that clarifies very easily, in very simple words, that how is, what is the difference between the sarga and the visarga. And now Lord Brahma is only, because he knows them, he's only creating this, the secondary aspect. But why is he creating and how is he creating? Because he knows the very fine aspects of the creation. And also in the terms of what is the desire of a living entity, how does Lord want to interact with that living entity? Because Lord is always with, in Upadrishta Anumantaja. So he's always overseeing, a witness, he's the witnessing, and he's also the permitter of the all the activity that is being done. So this is the Lord's mercy coming there. And Lord is present in everyone's heart. So Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Hrid Deshya Arjuna Tishtati. And then Brahmyam Sarva Bhutani Yantra Rudani Maya. Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam. So he is situated in everyone's heart. And Brahmyam Sarva Bhutani. So Brahmi, where is this want? So all the living entities are wandering in this material world. Brahmyam Sarva Bhutani Yantra Rudani Maya. Just like a machine is going around. And they're getting different machines. The beautiful aspect, I was reading the purport. Prabhupada explains that in this purport of 1861, that how Lord is accompanying the living entity throughout the creation, is never left alone, because Lord is so kind, so supreme, because he wants to fulfill our desire depending on what we are asking for. You know, whether we are asking for to enjoy this material universe, depending on what we deserve. And, you know, what we desire, the things happen like that. So we get the particular body to enjoy that aspect of it. And and what happens then is, because the living entity forgets, when the living entity changes from one body to the other body, he's forgotten everything. Yeah, but he's developed lots of desires. That's the karanam sharir that builds up. So there's this aspect of sthula sharir, sukshma sharir, and karanam sharir. Karanam sharir is that aspect, or that sharir, that body, which is full of all the desire that living entity want to fulfill in that particular body. And Lord is accompanying him there to remind him, because living entity forgets. And that forgetfulness is also a mercy. Sarvastha cham hridi sannivishto matasmitir jnanam apohanam cha. So that forgetfulness, if just imagine if we did not forget, if we remembered every lifetime that we have done. I mean, already it's a struggle to remember what I'd done a few years ago. It's very embarrassing to even think about it. Think of all the many lifetimes I would have done. If the Lord is not Lord's mercy, then what is it that I forget, you know, with the time, with the next body? And what I remember, again, Smritir, both what is to be remembered is also given by the Lord. So I have this body. Jai Shri Radha Gokulam Da Bhagavan Ki Jai Sita Ram Lakshmana Hanuman Ji Ki. So, but Lord remembers everything. Vedaham samatitani, vartamanani chajuna, bhutani bhavishani, mamtu vedara kashchana. Lord remembers everything. Vedaham samatitani, vartamanani chajuna. What's happening in the present? What happened in the past? What will happen in the future? The Lord is aware of everything. And with that aspect, Lord is with the living entity all through the cycles, and then what happens after that is, that's interesting, is then in Bhagavad Gita itself, after that, you know, Krishna says, okay, now he's explained the whole of the impersonal aspect, the Brahman aspect of, you know, of the Lord, and asking Arjuna to, now you can just surrender unto him. And then he will then deliver you. And but then he says, okay, now I've told you the most confidential knowledge of all, and you can do as you like. Yatha chesi tatha kuru. And he stops there, and then he again says, wait, because I've given just the aspect of the impersonal. Then he goes, hang on. You know, he says, well, I have something more confidential. So he's already confirmed that he is confidential. Now you do what you want to do. He goes ahead and says, I have something more confidential. And then he says, man mana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru. And he says, gives the personal aspect. So that personal aspect of the Lord is always present. So although there is impersonal aspect where the Lord is not manifested, but the mood of the Lord, the mercy of the Lord is always present. And he knows how he wants devotees, or how he wants all his living, all these children, all the living, and all of us to come back to him, because that's where our real pleasure is, our eternal pleasure and satisfaction is. And then finally he goes to, you know, sarva dharman parityajya mahamekam sharanam vraja aham tvam papebhyo moksha yishyami ma shuchah. So he finally declares it after all the conversation that's going on. He wants that Maam Ekam Sharanam Raja. So that's again this. He wants the living entity to take his shelter, and that is what is the best for us. So the Lord is just giving us that, you know, all the time. It is, and also he's maintaining us. So he's the maintainer as well. Nityo Nityanam Chetanas Chetananam Eko Bahunam Vidadhati Kaman. Nityo Nityanam Chetanas. He's the eternal of the eternals, and he's the Chetanas Chetana. He's the consciousness of all the conscious. Eko Bahunam Yo Vidadhati Kaman. He's one who is fulfilling the desires of everyone. So the Lord is continuously fulfilling our desires. This is the mercy of the Lord. So the creation is the mercy of the Lord. The maintenance is the mercy of the Lord. The destruction is the mercy of the Lord. Smriti, the knowledge, the remembrance, the forgetfulness, everything is just the mercy. And the mercy is for me. That's how I realize this. So that's 8:20. I don't know what else we can discuss. Maybe Sutapa Prabhu is there. All our teachers are here. Govinda Prabhu, Prayojan Prabhu. Please, any comment, discussion, or just... speaking something, I don't know what I said, but hopefully. Yes.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Could you please elaborate how the Lord, you said, for each one of us, the Lord is in the form of Paramatma in the heart. Could you please say something about how does the Lord deal with each one of us individually in regards to going back to Godhead?
Fantastic question. Thank you. It's, because that's where the personal aspect comes. The impersonal has no guna. Like Jiva Goswami has not written any sandarbha on the Brahman, Paramatma sandarbha, Krishna sandarbha, Priti sandarbha, Bhakti sandarbha, but there is no Brahman sandarbha, because there is no aspect of the personal, in the sense Lord understanding. He has feelings like we have feeling. He has feelings. He is thinking, is willing, like us. So, and then because he is the Father, so he understands us. And that's why he accompanies. Like it's inconceivable for me when I go in the open, the field, and I see little ants and little worms, and Lord is accompanying the living entity in every single body, which is inconceivable. Like how, I don't know whether I will carry my son to a place which is dirty or whatever. I don't know. You go there, I'll be here. But Lord is not giving, not abandoning in any situation, and He's there to just fulfill. And he's just looking at the aspect of the two birds as well. This two birds. One is enjoying the fruit, other is witnessing what is being done, and what is the desire, and it accompanies in the body after body. And all the creation as well. Like it's not just about the human aspect. Lord, I was hearing or reading somewhere that Lord appears in every species. It's not just the human Lord. We have seen already Lord appears of Varahadev and Kurma, and he got so many incarnations. But apart from 8.4 million species, the Lord appears in every species to facilitate that relationship with Him, to remind the living entity that what is the eternal dharma for the. This is a Bhagavad Dharma. This is the aspect, the loving aspect of the Lord, and nothing happens, and He does not want to force it. This is the other thing. He wants us to accept Him lovingly. So, in whatever body we are, the living entity is, he respects that. Even Vidya vine sampanne brahmane kavi hastini. Suni chayva sapake chay pandita samadarshina. Even the person who is of that equal knowledge, he sees everything as the same, because he's seeing the same Supreme Lord. The Lord is there, so he's accompanying. So he's reminding us of what we desire, and then because of the love. But then he sends his devotees, for us. Otherwise, we would not be here. There are devotees. That's why I'm here, because some devotee convinced me that there's a better way of life, and there's something better you can do off of a human body. And Lord facilitated as a Chaitya Guru, as a Guru, He facilitates, He makes that facility for us. The moment we desire, it will happen. The first thing is our desire and the faith. Then that can't answer your question. Prabhu.
Thank you, Shyam Hari Prabhu. Wonderful class, so much Shastra and practical examples. Thank you so much. Very nice. I'm just wondering your reflection. Obviously, Bhagavatam explains that the absolute truth is in three phases, Brahman, Paramatma, Bhagavan. And obviously, as bhaktas, our emphasis is on developing our relationship with Bhagavan. So we worship the deity, we hear about Krishna from Bhagavatam. I just wondered whether you had any reflection on what as bhaktas or aspiring bhaktas, what is our relationship with the super soul in terms of, are we trying to actively cultivate a relationship with Krishna in the heart? Or is it that simply by worshipping Krishna as Bhagavan, all other aspects we develop a relationship with? Or is there something we're doing, or we can do, or we should do, to connect with Krishna who is in the heart? And really feel Krishna's presence within our heart. Because generally, as part of our sadhana, we don't really necessarily do anything specific for that. I just wondered whether you had any reflection on that. What is our relationship with the super soul as bhaktas, aspiring bhaktas?
Jai. A very deep question, philosophical question. So I can, yes, share what I my thought. I was thinking the verse itself says that, Vadanti tat tad vidas tad vijnanam advayam, non-dual. So our understanding of these three aspects of the God, Brahma, Brahmaiti, Paramatmaiti, Bhagavaniti, Sabdhyate. So all the three aspects of that are non-dual. It is the same Krishna who is everywhere. So when Prabhupada, some pure devotees, when they, Prabhupada say, I am always with Krishna and guided by Krishna. So this, and then Super Soul is our Chaitya Guru. So there is, for a devotee, there is no difference between, he's always, because we are in the personal aspect of the Lord, we are always looking to serve the Lord personally. But we don't ignore the Super Soul aspect. It's just the Lord manifests, like the, all the instruction that a pure devotee gets is from the Super Soul. But his intention is always to serve. So the direction that he gets from the Super Soul is to how he can serve, or how he can do, fulfill, how he can do the prayojana, the whole aspect of abhidhaya, sambandha abhidhaya and prayojana. He, like, he understands the relationship, acts in the relationship, and then he actually, you know, achieves the goal. So in that journey of a devotee, of a sadhaka, is dependent on Krishna in all aspects, beginning from more from the we don't do so much of the Brahman realization because we don't understand. But Brahmavadis are also not, you know, Mayavadis are a bit, I don't know what the right word for them is, rascal. But Brahma, there's no. So this is my understanding is. Although we don't meditate as devotees on the Paramatma aspect of the Lord, we're always serving, but we're guided by the Super Soul to serve in the best way. I don't know whether that you are the.
I was just thinking it's interesting because, like you said, we're trying to relate to Krishna personally. So, like, say for example, if a devotee is in danger, then we go to Nrisimhadev because that's the form of Krishna in which, you know, protection is a very prominent quality. And so it's more personal. It's like, okay, Krishna comes in this form to protect, so let me approach that form for protection. So yeah, I'm just wondering, like, it's interesting that Krishna's in our heart. That's like, that's amazing. That's amazing. Like, Krishna's right there. Yeah, like sometimes I think like Krishna's right there, but like that's probably the closest manifestation of Krishna to you. Yet what do we do to actually personally relate with Krishna who's right there? Of course Krishna is here also, but then Krishna is there walking with you at every step. That's amazing.
Like, that's amazing.
So I was just thinking, yeah, I was just reflecting. Like one devotee used to tell me the way he relates to, or like, say, for example, he says that from the Super Soul comes knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness. So generally when he's, you know, when he's seeking that, or he needs that, or he requires that support, then he meditates on Super Soul too. So I thought that was nice. That was a personal way. But yeah, I don't have the answer. I'm just wondering.
Prayojan Prabhu.
It's an interesting aspect of this because it says in the Bhagavad Gita, now I can't remember the particular verse, it says, know that I and the Super Soul are one. There can be no confusion actually, because he's saying, you know, I and the Super Soul, and they're one. Both are there for you, you know, in terms of a personal aspect. He says, you know, because I am Super Soul. And then he says also the Mayavadis, there's, you know, with their aspect, their problem is that actually they've cut themselves off from Super Soul because they say, I am Soul. So they get no advice from Krishna. Nothing. They've cut themselves off completely by their tendency to be in control. And it's an irony. They don't want Krishna. They want themselves. And but this aspect, though, if Krishna says, I and the Super Soul are one, we don't need to, you know, it's nice that we bring in that there are different aspects of Krishna, like Nisimhadeva and all that. It's all there for us. You know, some people say, Nisimhadeva, help me. You know, so you'll call out in a circumstance, depending on your circumstance, you know, what will occur to you in your heart, you know, which, you know, you don't need to worry about that, because circumstance brings Krishna from your heart, and but also this personal aspect that may just always, like Sutabhu was saying there, you call for Nisimhadeva in a particular circumstance. So it's a very amazing thing, because in all circumstances, Krishna is present, no matter what you call upon. For the personal person, he's there as Super Soul, because we're Super Soul and Krishna are one. You know, that's what he says. Okay,
thank you. That's why the Mayavadis don't get anywhere near Srimad Bhagavatam. Prabhupada says Shankaracharya also did not have any commentary on Bhagavatam. This is another Parma, personal aspect. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. Khantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.